Blog Talk Radio.
Nowhere. Nowhere does he have a conversation. Nowhere does he speak in a dream or even a vision. Nowhere will you read where it says, thus said Yahweh, or thus said the Lord, or the word of Elohim came unto me, or the word of God came unto me. Nowhere will you see the Most High speaking. His word is totally void in the New Testament.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Welcome to another broadcast of Wake Up Jacob from the House of Israel of Cincinnati, located at 1907 Vine Street. I am your teacher for this program today, Morey Ishya Yisrael, here to bring you the word of Yahweh so that we may wake up Jacob and give the people of the Most High his words of truth. For Yahweh has ordained us to bring you his words of truth. So that's what we will do. And today, we are going to continue dealing with the seven different ministries, or the seven different servants in the Holy Scriptures. We started out last week on Wake Up Jacob with the Morey. And then Morey Ishya taught on the second day of last week about the servant in the Scriptures. And then we took a little break and ran some rebroadcasts of some past shows. And now we're back live to continue that series dealing with the seven types of servants in the Holy Scriptures. And so the third one is the prophet. The first one is the Morey. And what is a Morey in the Scriptures? According to the Holy Scriptures, a Morey is a teacher. But not just any teacher. A Morey is a teacher that teaches the laws and the testimonies of Yahweh. There's many types of teachers, but this teacher that Yah has ordained, this Morey, is always represented as a teacher of the law. You'll find, even in the book of 2 Chronicles, the 15th chapter, the first verse reads, "The spirit of Elohim came upon Azariah, the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa. He said unto him, Hear ye me, Asa, and all Yehuda and Benjamin. Yahweh is with you while ye be with him. And if you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. Now for a long season, Yisrael hath been without the true Elohim and without a teaching priest and without law." And this teaching priest in 2 Chronicles 15 and 3 is a Morey Kohen. The Hebrew word for the teaching priest is Morey Kohen, because this is what this priest would do, would be a teacher of the word of the Most High. And so it was a Kohen Morey, or Morey Kohen, a teaching priest. The Almighty let us know in the book of Hosea, even the 6th chapter, that he would come to us as a Morey, meaning he would come to us by teaching. And in Hosea, the 6th chapter, the third verse says, "Then shall we know if we follow on to know Yahweh. His going forth is prepared as the morning. And he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter, and the former rain unto the earth. And this rain that Yahweh said he's coming to us as is a more. And that's the Hebrew word that is given, a moray. So the Most High is not only sending you teaching priests, sending you teachers, but he come to you as a moray, as a teaching. Even in the book of Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, the Creator let you know how his word comes to you. In verse 1, Deuteronomy 32, give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain, because his teaching comes from heaven. My doctrine, which is a teaching, that's what a doctrine is, shall drop as the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. Yah's letting you know that he's coming to you. He's bringing you his word. You will see his law and his testimony. You will learn doctrine from his teaching. And he sent morays to be the teachers. Teaching priests, you had teaching kings, teaching prophets, teaching elders, various types of teachers, but they were morays. And then we learn the servant in the scriptures is the second. And this servant in the scriptures is the second because the servant carries the name of Yahweh. Even if you look in Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. In Isaiah chapter 43, start reading in verse 7. It says, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have found him, yea, I have made him. Called by what name? My name. And what is Yah's name that he's saying that you're called by? In verse 1 it says, but thou now saith Yahweh that created thee, O Yahakov, and he that formed thee, O Yisrael, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. You are mine, and your name is Israel. That's why he said in the same chapter in the 10th verse, ye are my witnesses, saith Yah, and my servant, whom I have chosen. So we, the servants of Yah, come in the name of Yah. We carry the name of Yah. And that name is Israel. That name is Yahweh himself. We carry his name. And that's what a servant should do. You serving someone, so their name is on you. And that name must be represented as your master desires. And that name is holy. So we should be a holy representation of the Most High. And this was number 2. But today on Wake Up, Jacob, And when we started Wake Up Jacob, we said we would take questions on this program. And I don't want to deviate from that. So if you do have questions during the broadcast, just put them in the YouTube chat box. And we will get to your questions about what we're teaching today. We'll be sure to get to them best we can. But today we're going to teach about the prophet, which is third in the order of Yah's servants. And this prophet in the Holy Scriptures is very different from what you might know today, what you might have been taught about. Maybe you come from churches that used to have visiting prophets. Oh, the prophet is visiting, and the prophet would tell people's fortunes and speak some prophetic words according to the church. This was what they called the prophet. I know I remember when I was a young boy, church I grew up going to, they used to have the prophet come. I didn't pay much attention to this prophet because I didn't know what the heck they were talking about. But my sister said, no, because she said she spoke to the prophet. I remember her telling me she spoke to the prophet and he said something about her. I don't know. But I know churches do this thing. The prophet visits. Yet, is this the prophet that Yahweh speaks about? I know in Islam, they call Muhammad the prophet. Matter of fact, they call him the last prophet. That he is the prophet of the deity. A-L-L-A-H, this deity. Was he the prophet of this deity? I know the nation of Islam, the so-called black Muslims, they called Elijah Muhammad the prophet. Now they call Farrakhan the prophet. In various Hebrew groups, there's various people that call themselves prophets. Even amongst the Hebrew Christians and Torah-based Israelites, people might call themselves a prophet. And then there are people that don't believe that there's any prophets today. But what does the Creator say about this? What is the word of the Most High? What is a prophet? Is a prophet a magician that floats a robe and a stick and floats? Was the Christ of the New Testament a prophet? Some Christians believe that the Christ of the New Testament was just a prophet. Was he a prophet? What does the Most High say about this? What is a prophet in the Holy Scriptures? And are we to acknowledge these prophets? Because if as it says here in the book of Psalms, 15th chapter, verse 1, Yahweh, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is contemned, but he honoreth the honoreth them that fear Yahweh. He that sweareth to his own hurt and changes not. The person that's going to abide in God's holy hill, one of the criteria is that you do not honor a vile person, but you honor them that fear Yahweh. Because those people should be honored. Because they are special. And special people should be honored for their specialness. Nevertheless, many people, many of us, honor the vile, respect the false prophet, and the evil man or woman. So how does the Most High want you to know if there's a prophet? What is a prophet? Is a prophet alien, or is a prophet a man, a woman? Here in the book of Genesis, if you go to the book of Genesis, the 20th chapter, it reads, in verse 3, but Elohim came to Abimelech in a dream by night, and said to him, behold, thou art but a dead man, for the woman which thou hast taken, for she is a man's wife. But Abimelech had not come near her, and he said, master, will you slay also a righteous nation? Said he not unto me, she is my sister? And she herself said, he is my brother. In the integrity of my heart and innocency of my hands have I done this. And Elohim said unto him in a dream, yea, I know that thou didst this in the integrity of thy heart. For I also withheld thee from sinning against me. Therefore suffered I thee not to touch her. Now therefore restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet, and he shall pray before thee, and thou shalt live. And if thou restore her not, know thou that thou shalt surely die, thou and all that are thine. So who is he talking? He's talking about Abraham. Yahweh let this king know, give him what he has, for he is a prophet, and he will pray for you. Meaning prophets pray. But why? Yahweh's talking to this king in a dream. Many people would die for Yahweh to come talk to them in a dream. And as soon as he did, you start running around talking about Yahweh talked to me. Yahweh talks to me. Yahweh showed me. Yahweh said to me. And I had this conversation with Yah. That's why Yahweh just don't come to everybody. But he came to this man and let him know, even though he's talking to him in a dream, he still said, this man is a prophet. So what distinguishes him as a prophet and not Abimelech, who he was talking directly to? Isn't Abimelech a prophet since Yahweh's talking to him? No, he's not. There's a reason why. If you go to the book of Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter, there's a law about prophets. Because a prophet is not a made-up office in Yah's kingdom. It's not a made-up position in the house of the Most High. It's not something that man made. It's something that Yahweh established, which means it has validity to it, but there's an order to it. Why do you think we're dealing with it with third? Because a prophet is the servant of Yahweh. And in Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter, in the 15th verse, it reads, Yahweh thy Elohim will raise up unto thee a prophet. And what is this word, prophet? In Hebrew, it's Nabah or Nabi. If you say prophet of Yah, you would say Nabah Yah or Nabi Yah. Nevertheless, this Nabah, it means to be filled with the spirit thereof, meaning to be inspired. So there will, Yahweh your Elohim will raise up unto you someone filled with the spirit. Well, what spirit? We'll see what kind of spirit this prophet has. From the midst of thee, meaning from you, meaning from your people, meaning he's making prophets out of the children of Israel, because that's who he talks to. Of thy brethren, like unto me, as Moses was saying, unto him you shall hearken, meaning you gotta obey him. Listen to him. Do what he says. According to all that you desired of Yah, your Elohim, in Horeb, in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of Yah, my Elohim, neither let me see this great fire anymore, that I die not. Our people requested a spokesperson, a representative of Yahweh instead of Yahweh himself. When Yahweh spoke to our people in Horeb, they became afraid, frightened. They hid. They said, oh, no. No, 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 no. All that fire and thunder, smoke, trumpets, all that. You go ahead with all that. Moses, you've been talking to him. You tell us what he said. You just tell us what he said. So that's what Yahweh said. That's good. I will send you someone like Moses, and he'll be my spokesperson. How do you know this is what he said? Look what he said. Verse 17, Yahweh said unto me, they have well spoken that which they have spoken. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth. And he shall speak unto them all that I command him. That's why he's the spokesperson, the messenger of the Most High. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, because that's why he's the servant. He comes in the name of Yahweh, speak the words of the Almighty, because he's the messenger of Yah. He's the spokesperson of Creator. He's the representative of the Most High. I will require it of him. But the prophet, meaning there's somebody else that you may call a prophet, which shall presume to speak a word in my name, that shall fake the funk, that shall do something I told him not to do, that shall speak a word in my name. Yahweh said this to me. Yahweh said that to me. And Yahweh ain't said nothing to you. Speak the word in my name, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die. Even if a false prophet, what we call false prophets, come and speaks, that's still a prophet. They're just a lying prophet, a false prophet, a prophet that's not of the Creator, a prophet that he didn't send. Nevertheless, people love those prophets. And Yah said, and if thou shalt say in thy heart, how shall we know the word which Yahweh hath not spoken? When a prophet speaketh in the name of Yah, if the thing follow not nor come to pass, that is the thing which Yahweh hath not spoken. But the prophet has spoken it presumptuously, thou shalt not be afraid of him. Yahweh letting you know, if this thing don't follow, if this thing is not established, if this thing is not confirmed, I didn't send them. You don't got to be afraid of them at all. But this is the law of the prophet. He's the representative of the Most High. So when Abimelech was told by the Creator that Abraham was a prophet, Yahweh was letting him know, restore this man his stuff because he's my representative. And he'll pray for you. My representative will pray for you. He comes near unto me, and he'll pray for you. And that's what Abraham did. Look what it says in the book of Genesis, the 15th chapter. And in Genesis chapter 15, we're going to start reading in verse 1. After these things, the word of Yahweh came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am your shield, in thy exceeding great reward. See, this is the first person you ever see that it reads, the word of Yahweh came unto him. Yahweh established the prophethood through Abraham. He could have easily said the word of Yahweh came unto Noah. He could have easily said the word of Yahweh came unto Enoch. He could have easily said the word of Yahweh came unto Shem. But he established his servant Abraham as his prophet. In the line or the lineage of prophets through Abraham, his servant, his friend. This is where the prophets receive their genealogy with Abraham. And the word of Yahweh came unto Abram. And Yahweh gave him a prophecy. Part of the prophecy that he gave him in verse 13. And he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them and shall afflict them 400 years. This is what Yahweh said to Abraham. People are rejecting this word today, even though this is what Yahweh said to Abraham. Was Abraham a false prophet? Stop coming at us today and saying Yahweh is in this 400 years and just answer the question. Was Abraham a false prophet? if Abraham was a false prophet, then okay, prove it. Because if Abraham wasn't real, or his words that he spoke in the name of Yah wasn't the truth, then why are you even talking about Yahweh today? Yahweh established his entire covenant with the children of Abraham. We got to think about what we're saying. But Abraham was a bona fide, certified prophet. And what did he do? He was the representative of the Creator. He was Yahweh's representation. Look what Yahweh said about Abraham in Genesis 18, verse 19. Yahweh said this about Abraham: "For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of Yah, to do justice and judgment, that Yah may bring upon Abraham that which has spoken of him." Why? Because Abraham was a representative and spokesman of the Creator. And he was not just the representative and the spokesman of the Creator to people that made him feel cool. He was the representative and the spokesman of the Creator to everybody, to his children, to his household, to the nations around him. He represented Yahweh. He was the servant of the Creator, and he was the spokesman for the Most High. But what does Yahweh say about these prophets? Look what it says in Isaiah, the 6th chapter. Because what we got to understand, that if you believe that there's a false prophet, then there is a true prophet. And if there's a true prophet, then what is a real prophet? What are they doing? What is their job? They're the representative of the Creator. That's what's so special about a prophet. A moré, he speaks Yah's words. He teaches, or she teaches Yah's words. They're a teacher. They teach the word of the Most High. Of course, they got to be inspired by the Most High. Of course, they got to be chosen. But they're teaching the word of the Most High. The servant of Yah represents Yah's name. But the prophet of the Most High is his spokesperson. He comes, gives Yah's word in the name of Yah. He represents him. See, that's the whole science behind this thing. When Yahweh came to the children of Israel on the mountain on the third day, in the third month, why in the third? Because it represents Yah's servant on earth. And he came and he spoke. But then they said to Yah's servant, "You tell us what he said. We are way too afraid of this man, this Elohim, this great power. You tell us what he said. You represent him." And that's what Moses did. And that's what all of the prophets of Yahweh do. They represent the word of the Creator. Why do you think Yahweh holds his prophets in such high responsibility? Because you represent him, and if you act the fool, he is definitely going to get with you. Because Yahweh will not be represented through some BS. He's not about to do that. He ain't going to let you go out there and start acting like a fool, but you are his representative. No. So in Isaiah, the 6th chapter, starting in the first verse, it states, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also Yahweh sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. This is Isaiah speaking, letting you know his vision. Above it stood the seraphims, or seraphims. Each one had 6 wings, with twain, meaning with 2 wings, he covered his face, the Creator's face, and with twain, he covered his feet, and with twain, he did fly. And one cried and said to another, holy, holy, holy is Yahweh of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried. And the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man. And let's stop right there. Isaiah admitting that he's not a magician, he's not an angel, he's not an alien. He is a man. But look what he said. I am a man of unclean lips, meaning I'm not perfect. I am too unclean to be able to behold his great vision, the Most High and his angels. I'm a man of unclean lips. And I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, Yahweh of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims under me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he said, and he laid upon my mouth, and said, lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged. Meaning, he purged him. He cleaned him. He stood before the Most High, and this angel cleaned him with this fire. He purged him. Also, I heard the voice of the Most High saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Meaning, who's going to go and be my representation? Who's going to represent me? Who's going to represent my kingdom? Then said I, and Isaiah said, then I said, here am I, send me, I'll go and do it. And he said, go and tell this people, hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. So he's now giving him the instructions of what he shall represent. Isaiah was a representative of Yahweh, a messenger, a prophet. He was inspired by him. He was raised by him. He was chosen by him. In Isaiah, the 50th chapter, verse 1 says, well, let's expedite to verse 4, where it says, Yahweh Elohim hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth my ear to hear as the learned. Yahweh Elohim hath opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back This is representative of what he did. I gave my back to the smiters and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from the shame and spitting. Because when you represent Yah, you represent the truth. And a lot of people don't want to hear that truth. Isaiah got spit on and got shamed. For Yah Elohim will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. Meaning he made his face harder than their faces. Because he had to represent the Creator. So he couldn't start quenching all up, hiding himself in the corner, becoming a little scared. His face was like flint. He is near to justify me. Who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who is my adversary? Let him come near to me. Behold, Yah Elohim will help me, because I'm his representative. I'm representing him, is what Isaiah is saying. He will help me. He sent me to represent him. Behold, Yah Elohim will help me. Who is he that shall condemn me? Lo, they all shall wax old as a garment. The moth shall eat them up. Who is among you that feareth Yahweh, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of Yah and stay upon his Elohim. This is what the representative of Yahweh is letting you know. If you fear Yah, you will obey the voice of his servant, because Yah's prophet is his servant, and he's going to bring you the word of the Creator. That's Isaiah, a major prophet among Yah's kingdom. One of the most popular books in the Holy Scriptures is the book of Isaiah, because he was Yah's representative. But not only him. And what are we teaching about? The prophet of Yahweh, Yahweh's servant and his representative, his messenger on earth. Yahweh sent these people and sends them to represent his word. He wants you to know what he said. Since you don't want him to burn down any more mountains, now you got to listen to the one that he sent. But how long will you deny, and how long will you reject he or she who comes in the name of Yahweh, who speaks his word? Isn't it Yahweh that lets you know that you shall not take the name of Yahweh in vain? Well, Yah's messenger, his prophet, comes in his name. And if you take what Yahweh's servant, his representative, has spoken in vain, you're breaking the covenant of the Most High. So in the book of Jeremiah, the first chapter, let's start at verse 1. The words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, of the priests that were in Anathoth, in the land of Benjamin. Letting you know, Jeremiah was a priest. He was of the seed of the priest. To whom the word of Yahweh came, which lets you know right there, you're dealing with a representative of the Most High. The word of Yahweh came in the days of Josiah, the son of Amon, king of Yehuda, in the 13th year of his reign. It came also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Yehuda, unto the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Yehuda, unto the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the fifth month. Then the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, For I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Meaning Yahweh made Jeremiah his representative on earth unto nations. Why you think Jeremiah has so many prophecies that deal with not only Israel, but other nations? Because he was Yah's representative, Yahweh's spokesperson. He represented the Most High. That was his job. It was chosen for him by the Creator before he even came out the womb, when he formed him in the belly. He was anointed already as Yah's representative. Then said I, Ah, Yah Elohim, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. Let you know, Jeremiah was a young man. He was a young man when Yahweh delivered his word to him. He was a very young person. He said, I'm a child. I can't speak. But Yahweh said unto him, Say not, I am a child. Thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Men, don't tell me about this child stuff. You're going to go where I tell you to go, and you're going to say what I tell you to say, because you are my representative. You represent the Most High. I want to hear this stuff about you too young. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee. To deliver thee, saith Yahweh. Then Yahweh put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And Yahweh said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. Don't you see the consistency of what a prophet according to the Creator is? It's someone that has Yah's word. It ain't somebody that got their own opinion. It ain't somebody that got their own make-believe stories. It ain't somebody that's coming in the name of Captain America. It's someone that's coming in the name of Yah, and they are possessed with the word of the Most High. I put my word in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy, and to throw down, and to build, and to plant. Letting him know his mission. You're going to have to tear down all the foolishness so you can build and plant my word. And that's exactly what Jeremiah did. He represented Yahweh in this fashion. Because this was his job. This was his service. To represent the Creator, to be his messenger. This is someone that came and that is possessed. That's what they are. They're possessed by the Creator. Meaning they belong to Yah. They work for Yah. They're going to do Yah's work, and they're going to do it boldly, and they're going to do it strong, and they're going to do it without relenting, and they're not going to waver. And they're not going to be afraid of your faces. Yet you have prophets that Yahweh had to correct, that Yahweh had to admonish for not being a good representation of him. And he lets you know what shall happen to you. And who better did Yahweh show you what not to do than with his most special prophet in the scriptures? A prophet that he used to do something that no one ever was used to do. The way this man represents Yahweh is something that is only seen once on earth. Just look in the book of Exodus, the 7th chapter. And of course, we're talking about Moses. In Exodus, the 7th chapter, verse 1, and Yahweh said unto Moses, so that's who he's speaking to, "See, I have made you a Elohim to Pharaoh." Who else did he do this with? Who else did he make an Elohim? "I have made you the Elohim to Pharaoh, and Aharon," or Aaron, "thy brother, shall be thy prophet. You shall speak all that I command you, and Aaron, thy brother, shall speak unto Pharaoh, that he send the children of Israel out of his land." Which, I mean, who else did he use? Like, he made him an Elohim to Pharaoh. And why do you think he did that with Pharaoh? Because Egyptians, they thought they was gods. The kings of Egypt, they thought they was gods. They believed themselves to be gods. That they were rulers and possessed the spirit of the gods, and that they were a god. So Yahweh had to let him know, "No, I'm way stronger than you. I can make a man an Elohim over you, since you think you a god." But he also made Aaron his prophet, meaning what? His representative. Moses was Yahweh's representative on a grand scale, the most special kind of prophet that he had. In Numbers, the 12th chapter, it states, and as I said earlier, if you have any questions, you can just type in YouTube and we'll deal with them. And in Numbers, the 12th chapter, it states in verse 5, "Yahweh came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle, and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, Hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, Yahweh, will make myself known unto him in a vision," which is a revelation. I will reveal myself unto him in a revelation, a vision, "and I will speak to him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And the similitude of Yahweh shall he behold. Wherefore then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?" Letting you know, Moses was special. He was special, so special that Yahweh just talked to him straight up. "Come here, Moses, let me talk to you." He didn't put him in deep sleep. He didn't reveal himself through his revelations. He got inspired through the word. No, he just said, "Come here, Moses, let me tell you something. Tomorrow's a new month. Come here, Moses, let me tell you something. I made a covenant on the Sabbath day." And Moses sat there and listened. Yes, Yahweh. Now, Moses, go tell them what I said. And that's what he did. He spoke to him face to face. He was that special. Again, look at what kind of representative Moses was. In the book of Exodus, the 34th chapter. In Exodus 34, it says in verse 31, and Moses called unto them and Aaron and all the elders of the congregation, returned unto them, and Moses talked with them. And afterward, all the children of Israel came nigh, and he gave them in commandment all that Yahweh had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. Until Moses had done speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But when Moses went in before Yah to speak with him, he took the veil off until he came out. And he came out to speak to the children of Israel, which he was commanded. And the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shone, meaning it was shining. And Moses put the veil on his face again until he went in to speak with him. Why? Because Moses, his face was glowing. It was shining. Because he came near Yah, and Yahweh allowed Moses to shine a little bit like him because he was his representative. But this special man made a mistake, which lets you know, if Moses made a mistake, don't even think that a prophet after Moses did not make a mistake. And look at Moses' mistake. In Numbers, the 20th chapter, verse 6, and Moses and Aaron from the presence of the assembly unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and they fell on their faces, and the glory of Yahweh appeared unto them. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, take the rod, and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron, thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth his water. And you shall bring forth to them water out of the rock. So thou shalt give the congregation and their beasts drink. And Moses took the rod from before Yahweh as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock. And he said unto them, hear now, ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock? And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod, he smote the rock twice. And the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beast also. Is that what Yahweh told him to do? Nope. No, that's not. Yahweh told him to go before the people and speak to the rock. And speak to the rock. But Moses was upset because Moses had been dealing with these people for Yah knows how long, and he just lost it. He said, all right, Yahweh tell him what to do. Okay. And the people, they got the best of him. His emotion took control of him. And he said, I, you rebels, ta-ta, drink this water. That wasn't what Yahweh told him. He's supposed to be representing Yah. His face shining. Yahweh speaks to him face to face. He's chief representative. Pharaoh, he made him Elohim to Pharaoh. He gave him his own prophet. This man is special. He represents the Creator. But Yahweh said in verse 12, and Yahweh spake unto Moses and Aaron, because you believe me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel. Therefore you shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. You know, that was his punishment. That was the consequence, him and Aaron. You're not going to go. You're going to die in this wilderness like other rebels. Because they didn't represent God. And they were real close to the Creator. But what about a prophet that's not even like Moses? In the book of 1 Kings, the 13th chapter. Because if you want to understand the peculiar job of a prophet of the Most High, if you really want to know the seriousness of a prophet of the Most High and what you're dealing with, you got to understand the whole spectrum. Somebody walk around calling themselves a prophet, but they don't do the word of the Most High. They could be a prophet. They might be a prophet of themselves, but they are not a prophet of Yah. Yahweh does not allow that to slide. That prophet will die. But what about a prophet that don't do what he's told? In 1 Kings, the 13th chapter, verse 1 reads, and behold, there came a man of Elohim out of Yehuda by the word of Yahweh unto Bethel. And Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. And he cried against the altar in the word of Yahweh and said, so this is what this prophet was doing. This is the only time you hear about this prophet. You don't even know his name. But this is what his job was. He had to go represent Yahweh to Jeroboam in Bethel. And he cried against the altar in the word of Yahweh and said, O altar, altar, thus saith Yah, behold, the child shall be born unto the house of David, Josiah by name, Yoshiah by name. And upon thee shall he offer the priest of the high places that burn incense upon thee, and men's bones shall be burnt upon thee. And King Josiah, or Yoshiah, he came later on. And he did exactly what he was prophesied to do. Yahweh speaks about people coming forth in the future. He mentions them by name, but he never mentions Christ of the New Testament out his mouth. He never told anybody he was coming. This prophet prophesied that King Josiah would be born and would do a work. And he came, and his name was Yoshiah. And he did exactly what Yahweh said he would do. But somebody told me Christ was called Emmanuel, but that wasn't his name. Somebody told me Christ was called the branch, but that wasn't his name. Nor did he do what the branch or Emmanuel was supposed to do. So whoever told you this prophet came and said and talked about Christ, it don't fit the bill. But this prophet spoke about Josiah, and he did exactly what Yahweh said he would do. But read on. And verse 3, he gave a sign the same day, saying, this is the sign which Yahweh has spoken. Behold, the altar shall be rent, and the ashes that are upon it shall be poured out. And it came to pass, when King Jeroboam heard the saying of the man of Elohim, which had cried against the altar and Bethel, that he put forth his hand from the altar, saying, lay hold on him. And his hand, which he put forth against him, dried up, so that he could not pull it in again to him. The altar also was rent, and the ashes poured out from the altar according to the sign which the man of Elohim had given by the word of Yah. Now, this is what this man did. He was a prophet. He came and represented Yah. He did exactly what Yahweh told him to do. And the king answered and said unto the man of Elohim, entreat now the face of Yah, thy Elohim, and pray for me, that my hand be restored again. And the man of Elohim besought Yah, and the king's hand was restored again and became as it was before. And the king said unto the man of Elohim, come home with me and refresh thyself, and I will give you a reward. Many people want to do today. They will go out there, you know, the prophet is the church, and they get $5,000 check. So Jeroboam was, hey, I'll reward you. You done fixed my hand. But the man of Elohim said unto the king, if you will give me half your house, I will not go with you. Neither will I eat bread nor drink water in this place. Because that was what Yahweh told him to do. He told him not to do this. For was it charged me by the word of Yahweh, saying, eat no bread nor drink water, or turn again by the same way that you came. So he went another way. So Yahweh gave him specific instructions. Go, speak this word, and come back a totally different way. Don't take the same route. Take a different route. Don't eat no bread in that place. Don't drink any water in that place. And leave a different way that you came. Specific instructions. Went, he spoke the word, the king offered, he refused, he told him why he refused. So verse 10, so he went another way and returned, not by the way which he came to Bethel. Now there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel, and his sons came out and told him all the works the man of Elohim had done that day in Bethel, the words which he had spoken unto the king, them they told also to their father. And their father said unto them, what way went he? For his sons had seen what way the man of Elohim went, which came forth from Yehuda. And he said unto his son, saddle me the ass. So they saddled him the ass, and he rode thereon, and went after the man of Elohim, and found him sitting under an oak. And he said unto him, are you the man of Elohim that came from Yehuda? And he said, I am. Then he said unto him, come home with me and eat bread. And he said, I may not return with you, nor go with you, neither will I eat bread nor drink water with you in this place. For it was said to me by the word of Yah, thou shalt not eat bread nor drink water there, nor turn again to go by the way that thou camest. He said unto him, I am a prophet also, as you are. And the angel spoke unto me by the word of Yah, saying, bring him back with you into thine house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied unto him, which lets you know, look, just because somebody say they a prophet too, don't mean Yahweh spoke to them too. But did this prophet acknowledge that? No. He took and believed the words of this man. So he went back with him. And did eat bread in his house and drank water. And it came to pass, as they sat at the table, the word of Yahweh came unto the prophet that brought him back. And he cried unto the man of Elohim that came from Yehuda, saying, thus saith Yahweh, for as much as thou hast disobeyed the mouth of Yah, and hast not kept the commandment which Yahweh thy Elohim commanded thee, but came back and hast eaten bread, and drunk water in the place of the which Yahweh did say to thee, eat no bread and drink no water, thy carcass shall not come unto the sepulture of thy fathers. And it came to pass, after he had eaten bread and after he had drunk, that he saddled for him the ass, to wit, for the prophet whom he had brought back. And when he was gone, a lion met him by the way and slew him, and his carcass was cast in the way, and the ass stood by it. The lion also stood by the carcass. He got killed because he didn't listen to Yah. He was a prophet. And instead of being Yah's representation, as he should have been, he didn't. And he got killed for it. Moses and Aaron couldn't go into the land. Because when you're a prophet, when you're a servant of Yahweh on earth, you're his representative. And Yahweh don't want you doing nothing outside of what he told you to do. Represent him, and that's it. Once you step outside of that, especially when you're supposed to be doing his work, now Yahweh's going to deal with you. That's how Yahweh deals with his prophets. That's how Yahweh deals with his servants. And that's why you see so many of Yah's prophets in the scriptures being so strong, because they rather live than die. Look in the book of Ezekiel, the second chapter. Verse 1, and he said unto me, Son of man, stand upon thy feet, and I will speak unto you. And the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me, and set me upon my feet, that I heard him that spoke unto me. And he said unto me, Son of man, I send thee to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that hath rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed me, even unto this very day. For they are impudent children and hard, stiff-hearted. I do send thee unto them. And thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith Yahweh Elohim. And they, whether they hear or whether they forbear, for they are a rebellious house, yet shall know that there hath been a prophet among them. And thou, son of man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words, though briars and thorns be with thee, and thou dost dwell among scorpions, be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. And thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they hear or whether they forbear, for they are most rebellious. But thou, son of man, hear what I say unto you. Be not rebellious like that rebellious house. Open thy mouth and eat what I give thee. And when I looked, behold, a hand was sent unto me, and lo, a roll of a book was therein. And he spread it before me, and it was written within without. And there was written therein lamentations, mourning and woe. Chapter 3, verse 1. Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, eat that thou findest, eat this roll, and go, and speak unto the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat that roll. And what was this roll? It was the word of Yah. And what did Yahweh tell Ezekiel? To go and do what I tell you. Go and speak what I tell you. Go and say what I tell you. And don't be afraid of them. Don't be afraid of their faces. Don't cower under their looks. Don't hide from their words. Don't be rebellious like them, but do what I say unto you. Eat this roll, the entire roll. And he said, verse 3, unto me, Son of man, cause thy belly to eat, and fill thy bowels with this roll that I give thee. Then did I eat it, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. And he said unto me, Son of man, go, get thee unto the house of Israel, and speak with my words unto them. For thou art not sent to a people of a strange speech and of a hard language, but unto the house of Israel. Not to many people of a strange speech and of a hard language, whose words thou canst not understand. Surely had I sent them unto thee, them, they would have hearkened unto thee. But the house of Israel will not hearken unto thee, for they will not hearken unto me. For all the house of Israel are impudent and hard-hearted. Behold, I have made thy face strong against their faces, and thy forehead strong against their foreheads. As an adamant harder than flint have I made thy forehead. Fear them not, neither be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. Moreover, he says, Son of man, all of my words that I will speak unto you, receive in thy heart and hear with thy ears. And go, get to them of the captivity and to the children of thy people, and speak unto them and tell them, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear. Ezekiel was given instructions just like all the other prophets of the Creator to go and represent Yah. Be my representative. Do what I tell you to do. Say what I tell you to say. Speak the words that I give you. Don't back down. Don't run away. Don't be soft. Have a harder face than theirs. Your head is harder than theirs. I've prepared you to do my work, because you are my representative. Therefore, this is Yah's prophet in the scriptures. This is the fashion in which you can know a prophet today, yesterday, or tomorrow. They're coming with the word of the Almighty. I believe I want the book of Isaiah, the 44th chapter. In Isaiah, the 44th chapter, verse 24, it reads, thus saith Yahweh thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb. I am Yahweh that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself, that frustrateth the tokens of the liars, that maketh diviners mad, that turneth wise men backward, and maketh their knowledge foolish, that confirmeth the word of his servant, and performeth counsel of his messengers, that saith to Jerusalem, thou shalt be inhabited, and to the cities of Yehuda you shall be built, and I will raise the decayed places thereof. This is what Yahweh does. He confirms the word of his servant, because he gave that word to his servant. He performs the counsel of his messengers, because he gave that counsel to his messengers. So if someone comes to you and says they're a prophet, what did they say that came from the word of Yahweh? Look what Yahweh has to say about prophets that he didn't talk about, prophets that he didn't instruct. And we got to pay very close attention, because this is the blueprint. This is the groundwork. This is the foundation to know any prophet. Now you can take the wisdom that Yahweh has and see, was Muhammad really a prophet? Muhammad's book, the Quran, lets you know that you can eat swine. What prophet okay swine? Muhammad's book, the Quran, tells you to beat your wife. What prophet okays wife battery? Muhammad's book, the Quran, tells you you can eat a camel. What prophet of Yah lets you know you can eat a camel? Muhammad's book tells you that Ishmael and Islam is now chosen of the Most High. When did that ever happen? When did Yahweh ever say that? Is Muhammad a prophet? Might be a prophet, but he ain't Yah's prophet. You got the Christ in the New Testament. What was he, a prophet? What was he, Yah's representative? Well, where is his words being fulfilled? When did Yah confirm his words? He didn't. And what about these teachers you have speaking to you today that say, Yahweh showed me. Yahweh told me. Yahweh revealed unto me. Or whatever they calling him. Yahweh or Yah or Yehovah or Yahweh, whatever they calling him. Did Yahweh talk to you? Well, where are your words confirmed in Holy Scriptures? Did Yahweh confirm your words? Is he performing the counsel of your message? In the book of Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, verse 1 states, woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith Yahweh. Then go to verse 14, where Yahweh says, I have seen also in the prophets of Jerusalem a horrible thing. They commit adultery, and they walk in lies. They strengthen also the hands of evildoers, that none doeth return from his wickedness. They are all of them unto me as Sodom and the inhabitants of Gomorrah. Therefore, thus saith Yahweh of hosts, concerning the prophets, behold, I will feed them with wormwood and make them drink the water of gall. For from the prophets of Jerusalem, proclaim is gone forth into all the land. Thus saith Yahweh of hosts, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart and not of the mouth of Yah. They say still unto them that despise me, Yahweh hath said, ye shall have peace. And they say unto everyone that walketh after the imagination of his own heart, no evil shall come upon you. For who has stood in the counsel of Yah and hath perceived and heard his word, who have marked his word and heard it. Behold, a whirlwind of Yahweh is gone forth in fury, even a grievous whirlwind. It shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. The anger of Yahweh shall not return until he have executed, until he have performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days, you shall consider it perfectly. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. If they had stood in my counsel and caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from the evil way and from the evil of their doing. Yahweh's servants, that's what they will do. Yah's prophet will do just that. But these so-called prophets, servants of the Creator that lie, aren't turning you away from wickedness, aren't turning you away from buffoonery and idolatry and foolishness and rebelliousness. But as a matter of fact, they're leading you to it because they haven't been spoken to and haven't been ordained and haven't been led and haven't been guided, and haven't been raised, and haven't been shown by the word of Yah, which they can't deliver unto you because Yahweh hasn't given it to them. Therefore, you should watch and listen to who tells you Yahweh said anything to them. Yahweh showed anything to them. But let me show you what Yahweh has said in Amos, the 7th chapter, or the 3rd chapter, the 7th verse. It reads, surely Yahweh will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. And that's who knows what Yahweh is talking about. Because Yahweh has ordained a ministry in Israel. And this ministry is the prophethood. And the prophethood is the representation or the representatives and the spokespersons for the Creator. This is a holy service unto the Most High. Anyone that attempts to defile this service by misrepresenting Yahweh has written their name in the earth. Therefore, if you don't want to be like unto them, mind the word of Yah and do not take his name in vain, because the prophets of Yah are sent by the Creator of the heaven, earth, and sea, and all that therein is. Hallelujah. And praise the mighty Yah. And until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you very much, and so do I.
Thank you.